Wow, it is just nasty cold. I mean, Jason Cans for First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. And start the fire, warm the coffee. You know, from a wind chill advisory to a wind chill warning, it's nothing to fool around with today, huh?
Yeah, you know, this is something else. I posted a picture of the temperature this morning, and I said, doggone it, come on, you know?
Yeah.
I'm ready for even zero, quite honestly.
I'm
ready to move in that direction.
Yeah, when zero seems warm, you know it's you've had a cold stretch, and it's been a long, long cold stretch here. But having said that, so what would you do? 2 years ago, the February, snowmageddon, if you will. And so that or this?
I think this. As much as this is miserable,
right?
Snowmageddon was exhausting.
I hear you. Yeah.
So I think I would go with this.
And for the winter enthusiasts of the skiing and the skating and the snowmobiling, they might go, "Hey, bring it on!" But yeah, it's the shoveling and the snow blowing and everything else. Yeah, we just had a really long cold stretch, but gonna snap out of it. Again, check the school closings and delays. We got the list for you at WWIB.com. Ran through it here, bottom of the hour. All right, so today we're billing this. We didn't get Valentine's Friday or today's show, but it was yesterday. And so we're saying, hey, how about a celebration of love? So the question for the listeners, and we start with you and I, is how did you meet your wife, and how long have you been together? So start us off, Jason.
Sure. So we have been together since 1995. We were at Mankato State University together, and I was a residence hall director, and she was an RA, and we met in a training seminar that we were in. And she had, actually, I think when we met, she was still dating her previous boyfriend or had just broken up. And we went to an intervarsity event, to a hayride, and by the end of our first date, we were talking about getting married, and by the end of the first week, we were looking at rings, and we really kind of connected pretty fast. So
yeah, that seems pretty fast, but it just happened, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, it's 25 years ago, and 26 years ago this year, and that we've been together, and seemingly still really like one another, so
yeah.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
But...
Well, ours, Peggy and I, I'd met her some in the mid-90s going to the same church, and then there was a study over a book that the author has subsequently renounced, but it is what it is, called I Kiss Dating Goodbye. And so they were looking for a leader for the study, and I was 33 at the time and single, and they're like, you know, whatever. So there were a bunch of people that came to the group, and... out of that, eventually, I asked her to go to the WIB Christmas party. I can give you the day, December 22nd, 1997. I'd asked her a week earlier. And so from the Christmas party, it led to engagement and marriage. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
So how long have you been married?
Yeah, 22 years.
Okay. Very good.
So it's interesting because, you and Heather and some other friends of ours, Perry and Andrea, are a little longer, but yeah, 22. So. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Very cool.
And five kids, obviously, along the way. So
yeah.
So that's kind of how it works. So have at it, folks. The celebration of love today. How did you meet your spouse? How did you meet your partner? And how long have you been together? So kind of like that. 715-396-1670 here at WWIB. I got to say, you know, the great adventure from Steve and Curtis Chapman. Steve Snyder actually played at our wedding. And so the reprise that he eventually did get to after we exited was kind of the intro to The Great Adventure. And you never know. I mean, you may have your ideas of what the adventure would look like, and I'm sure the same as you. Right? I
mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had I Will Be Here, of course, because I think everybody in the 90s had that song as part of their wedding.
Right.
But yesterday I was listening to How Do I Love Her from his Love album, just a really good song.
So. Let me look for that one here. Just carry me over a little bit longer. You and I had breakfast on Saturday, so that was fun and the first time in a long time, right?
It was. It was really good. It's been months and months since we've seen each other face to face. You know, we talk almost every morning now, and it was really good to just give a hug and embrace and say hello. And
I will acknowledge your hug is a bear hug, the likes of which I can't think of too many that are in that category. So, because you're about what, 6'4"?
Yeah. What's that?
Are you 6'4"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least I was. I think I'm 6'3" now.
Okay, but. So you're, anyhow, a big fella who gives a good grizzly bear hug. So anyhow, great to visit with you. And now we've stalled adequately, so I've got the tune from Stephen Curtis. How Perfect. Do I love her? Thank you, Jason. Talk to you tomorrow. Celebration of Love, WWIB.
Good morning. I met my husband over 37 years ago. We were set up on a blind date by his sister, who happened to be my bus driver. So, thanks, Shelley.
There you go. Those blind dates. Thank you, Vicky. Those blind dates, some of them work, some of them don't, right? Cliff in Spooner saying his wife, Shelley, and him met at Jacob's Well Church here in 2013. They were married December 6th, 2014. So, just had their 6th anniversary. Congratulations there. He also shares a picture of the temperature 35 below in Spooner today. So that is pretty nasty cold, fitting with the wind chill warning we've got.
Yeah, this is Chaplain Randy Vandaloo from Stanley. And I met my bride 49 years ago this month at my birthday party, Cleveland, Wisconsin. And I'm still working at loving her more and more each day. So I'm grateful for the love that Jesus had for us, for him finding us and saving our soul. And so he makes life worth living, and our marriage is a work in progress.
Amen.
I love you dearly, dear. Happy Valentine's. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Thank you, Randy. Well, well said. Very instructive for all of us.
Hi, my name is Tina Dundor, and my husband and I, on the 28th of February, will celebrate our 45th wedding anniversary. I'm pretty excited about it, actually. We met at church, and I can't remember the other question, but anyway, so that's it for us. So February 28th is our 45th wedding anniversary. Thanks.
Drew Fralick on the line. Drew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm all right. Chinese New Year, apparently a big deal there. You say you're hearing about it, but a big deal here is the celebration of love, how you met your wife, and how long you two have been together. And you have a pretty unique story, which fits you because you're a pretty unique guy.
Yeah, well, okay. Can I just say one thing first, though, before we started that snow day giveaway?
Yeah.
That was a lot more fun, like, back in the 90s. Before cell phones, you know, like Jim Short, he's out there on the road. Roads are treacherous, and he hears on the radio my voice, Jim Short from Cornell, call now. And he's, you know, driving through fields to get to the payphone or something like that. Now it's like, oh, I got a cell phone, just call him.
There you go.
But Mark, we forgot Valentine's Day.
You did?
I forgot.
Yeah, because I'm texting you. You're asking me what we're going to talk about today, and you're like, hey, how about Chinese New Year? And I'm like, well, on the heels of Valentine's Day, we're going to do a celebration of love. And you're like, oh yeah, I forgot Valentine's. So how did that work out for you?
5 o'clock in the afternoon. Like my mind. This shows you how weird we are. You know, I'm like, oh, of course, Chinese New Year, right, Mark? And you're like, what are you talking about?
Right.
This is the United States of America. Have you lost your mind? And I'm like, oh boy. So then I'm kind of feeling it out. Like, okay, I forgot. Did she forget? And she did forget. So
okay.
It was all good. You know, we both, we're Chinese, basically.
Yeah, right.
And we had our anniversary, like, 10 days ago, though. So
okay.
I think I'm in the clear.
Okay.
You know, and it was interesting. We, you know, everything's closed in Michigan, and we got carry out, and then we ate it in my brother's ice shanty out on the ice. It was very romantic.
Wow.
Yeah. Italian on the ice, you know.
So were you? Did you actually do ice fishing, too?
No, it was super cold. I don't know if it's super cold in Wisconsin.
Oh no, it is. It is super cold. No, we're shut. We have a wind chill warning in effect right now. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's brutal here. I mean, just brutal.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
You don't want to even get out of your house.
No, yeah. I hear you. All right. So you guys actually met. The unique part of your meeting, though, is that you're both from America, but you both met in China.
We met. Get this, Mark. We met in Wuhan. In the neighborhood where the pandemic started.
That is
we
so
used to
weird.
Go on dates at that meat market.
That is crazy. That is so crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, well, thank goodness I didn't give her any of that meat for Valentine's Day back in the day, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, it's weird. So we had Chinese New Year here on Friday. We did fireworks and everything. We made dumplings for the neighbors.
Yeah.
But people think we're insane, you know. They're like, Happy Valentine's Day. We're like, what's that? They're like, it's a, you know, it's a commercial holiday where you buy cards and chocolates for the people
right.
you love.
Right, yeah.
Well, we do that, you know, all the time.
Your wife's name is?
Laurie.
Mari?
Laurie. Laurie, I guess people in the Midwest. Laurie.
All right. And you're from, is Michigan your home state then?
Yeah, Michigan's my home state.
And where is she? And where's
from all over. Indiana, mostly.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. So Michigan and Indiana meet. Very good.
Now, you didn't forget Valentine's Day, right, Mark?
Well, yeah, but I came through kind of with a plan of some concert tickets for a Carrie Job concert, so she knows about that. That's a find, and she's a bigger fan than me, so that fits. And then, I mean, I like Carrie, but my wife really loves her music. And then, yeah, you know, so there were gifts during the week of, let's see, jalapeno poppers and then cheese curds. So, yeah, it's not flowers and candy, but she didn't really...
That's the Wisconsin version of flowers and candy.
It is.
Jalapeno poppers and cheese curds.
It's
Wisconsin Valentine's.
Thank you, Drew. Talk to you next week. That was a big hit last year, and I'm looking forward to people's participation in that as well this year. And again, we're celebrating love this morning. How long have you and your partner been together, and how did you meet? So let us know, 396-1670, WWIB. We'll get Caleb's story somewhere along the way. Jason and I shared at 5:45, Jason Kanz and I this morning. I thought we got to get Rod Larson on, too. He and Lil been married, I'm guessing, 55. I was at their 50th celebration, so it's been a while. But weekend recap, one story from the weekend. We had some takeout Chinese from Chopsticks in Lake Halle yesterday, but my daughter Grace was doing home health care. So I drive it to her. It's about 20 minutes away. It's actually near the station, double O, and you go east a ways. And on the way back, and she appreciated it, I met the woman that she takes care of, Carol, wonderful woman. Carol, looking forward to watching some baseball with you. So I'm coming back. It's a double yellow line. Apparently, the Daytona 500 track stretched to here because the guy passed me, and then he runs into a stoplight. And as it's a stoplight, tell me how you wouldn't be thinking this. As I'm coming up on him, I'm like, that 90 miles an hour wasn't doing you any good. And yes, my prayers were answered. It did turn green, so I was able to flow right by him, only to have him come and pass me on the right. Again,
what was he driving?
A small red car.
Okay.
And he comes and takes a sharp right turn to go into the Quick Trip. Oh. So I don't know.
He must have really needed to get to Quick
Trip. I guess.
Glazers, baby. Yeah, so a cold weekend. It worked a lot just because of really late night Friday night, really late night Saturday night with doing high school basketball. I love doing it. But a chance to just rest and relax a little bit on Sunday. My mom and dad combined to make a delicious Valentine's Day dinner that we all enjoyed. And so just a little time indoors, which was nice considering how cold it was yesterday. So that was kind of the weekend for yours truly. And it was good. It was good. And very thankful for cars that start in extremely cold weather. Well, in the meantime, Super Bowl winning quarterback was enjoying himself maybe a little bit too much as he's in a little hot water now.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, this idea of tossing the Lombardi trophy, probably a lot of people saw this, but they had kind of a boat celebration event, right?
As you do in Miami.
Yeah, in Tampa Bay area. And so it was from one boat to another. Throw it. And so Tom Brady did toss the Lombardi trophy.
And Cameron Brate, his tight end, thankfully caught that, because if it fell into the harbor or wherever they were in Miami, that would have been a big, big
issue. And they called it
issue.
And I think Brate called it the catch of his life. But it turns out that the daughter of the woman, of the man who designed the trophy, wants Brady to apologize. Lorraine Gross, daughter of master silversmith Greg Gross, says Brady disgraced and disrespected the trophy when he tossed it to the teammate over the Hillsborough River last week. That incident, which went viral on social media, coming as the Bucks were celebrating their Super Bowl win over Kansas City 8 days ago. She says Brady insulted her family's legacy, and she'd like an apology not only to her, but to football fans everywhere.
I mean, now it's interesting because I'd never heard of she or her family before
now. Right? Sure.
But, yeah, I mean,
Well, and I think
don't know what you do with this. I mean, in hockey, the Stanley Cup, they take that thing everywhere, right?
Right.
But yeah, a little bit more. I mean, nothing sacred. It's just a trophy. But, you know.
People have COVID concerns about the Stanley Cup trophy. Yeah. But that, I mean, it comes to, how about the trophy that the quarterback of the Badgers, Graham Mertz, dropped and it shattered? Dropped.
Well, when you see some of those college football trophies, they're like these big crystal bowls full of delicious-looking Florida oranges. I would think those break from time to time.
Right.
But yeah, I guess this is the first time that I've actually seen on video the Lombardi trophy being tossed from boat to boat.
Yes, for sure. Hey, by the way, we're not doing a Make Us Laugh Monday per se because it's a celebration of Love Day, but I do have a sports joke I want to try on you.
Okay.
The Houston Texans.
That does make me laugh. J.J. Watt, come home.
I mean, it's like they trade Hopkins for nothing to Arizona or for very little. They let Watt go. And now, what are they going to do with Deshaun Watson? Please don't trade him to the Bears. So that's kind of the deal.
There you go. Yeah. Glad that our organization seems to be run just a little bit better. Yeah, I would love it if J.J. Watt would come back home to Wisconsin to play for the green and gold.
Well, strange but true this morning. In Malaysia, a man was hunting for squirrels when he heard a rustling. The man, a 60-year-old villager, was soon viciously attacked by a tiger.
Yikes.
His first reaction was to climb a tree, but the attack happened too quickly for the man to escape.
Okay.
But his wife and her cooking utensils were nearby. She heard her husband scream and immediately grabbed a large wooden soup spoon.
A wooden soup spoon.
Yes, and
versus
then,
a tiger.
And then she screamed as she smacked the tiger on the head. The cat miraculously left.
What?
Hubby escaped with some cuts and scrapes.
Goodness.
Boy,
that's my Valentine's gift to you, saving your life with a kitchen utensil.
Some things stand out there. One, I remember my friend Tom Kite in Eau Claire said, you want to marry a woman who was raised on a farm. She'll have a great work ethic and... My wife has a great work ethic, so I feel, you know, she, you know, it's kind of maybe more of a hobby farm, I guess, but I mean, she has that, so I feel like I followed that advice. But you want to marry a woman who can protect you from a tiger.
I guess so. Wow. I am strong. I am invincible. I am woman. Goodness gracious.
The other things, my kids did have some martial arts training, and one of the things, karate. Particularly Evelyn. And she was climbing the ladder pretty good there. But one of the things as I watched the lessons, I've never officially had it, is the idea of they do include in there yelling. Because, you know, it can't hurt.
I suppose, yeah. I mean, and with bears, they say play dead, right?
But... So she screamed as she smacked the tiger on the head with the wooden spoon. He's like, I don't want to have...
I don't want any piece of this,
exactly.
Lady.
Exactly. Caleb, on this celebration of Love Monday, asking listeners on our listener, our love line, really, at 396-1670, tell us how you met your spouse and how long you two have been together. This music just conjuring up those images of many a time I've seen, as you call him, the Silver Fox, Rod Larson, running in a meadow to meet and greet his wife, Lil.
A Canadian meadow.
Yes,
more than likely.
A Canadian meadow full of love and laughter. And almost 57 years of wedded bliss.
Congratulations, Rod.
Wow. You know, I can't believe it myself, but I should mention this, otherwise you're going to think I'm really old. We were married at age 12. No. We met in Bible college, and like you mentioned, she's from Canada, and her dad was really interested in the preachers down here at Lutheran Brethren up in Fergus Falls. And so some of them came up to speak, and they did what they called New Life meetings up there in the summertime. And so he was a very good, godly man. And actually, two of his daughters came down to college there. And Lil was the youngest one, and I came up from Wispy. So we both have farming backgrounds. So we were alike there. Anyway... yeah, so it's hard to believe that that many years have gone by, but we met in Bible college. We traveled coast to coast on choir tours, and that was fun. And so here we are, you know, these many years later with three children, two grandchildren, and now we're thanking God for the love we have and the blessings that he's given to us.
I remember your 50th wedding anniversary celebration. I want to say, is it April, or when is it going to be 57 years?
Well, here, let me take my wedding ring off. It's inscribed in there. There it is, August 22nd,
August
64. So really it's 56 years, coming up 57.
All right.
All right.
I knew it was a month starting with A. Okay, August. Very good.
Yeah, so anyway, we are just thankful for the time God's given us. And, well, it's just kind of amazing that, you know, all of us are in this Christian ministry thing. You guys do. And it's a real blessing.
Bible colleges used to have the reputation of being bridal colleges, at least, you know, looking for the MRS degree.
Was that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They call it, you know, the MRS degree. And so they call it, the, you know, the marriage factory, actually. And so my sister went to, and she married a guy from North Dakota. What's kind of funny is he and I were roommates in college. So basically, we just switched roommates, got married.
There you go. Well, hey, you know what? If Bible colleges are helping engender marriages that last over half a century, I think they're doing something right. And, Rob, before we let you go here, too, again, you are going to be going to much warmer climes this September with your lovely bride, Lil, leading that Discover Greece trip with Colette. So if folks maybe drop the ball a little bit for Valentine's Day, here's a chance for a pick-me-up by booking that trip to go along with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be wonderful. You know, Lord willing, we say, because we think the COVID thing's going to be... We can trust Colette. They've got it all figured out, and so people can be resting assured that they're going to not let this happen if it's not going to be safe. So, in as much as is possible, you know.
And again, they have a great, great cancellation policy where they give you cash back up to 24 hours before you leave. Folks can find out more about that at WWIB.com under the Discover Greece banner. Mr. Rod Larson coming up on 57 years of marriage with your lovely bride, Lil. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Rod.